This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are The Desh.
There's a monster in my podcast.
It's Conan's Deep Ones, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I want to hear more about this because I do not know the works that these are from. What are The Desh, Gary?
I don't know The Desh, really.
Mm.
They're Hyperborean.
Mm, okay. Yeah, that shows from the flag.
That's yeah. Conan stuff.
Yeah.
But it wasn't done by, it's a Fred Burruck in the Darkwood wrote about The Desh, and weird. I do not know that story.
Mm, yeah.
These things are weird. They seem similar to Deep Ones to me in that they're like kind of fish tadpole men. Except that they get summoned from other dimensions and they're not entirely solid.
It's a little bit like almost like a From Beyond kind of thing, right? Because they spend a lot of time talking about how we are in separate dimensions, but they're also overlapping. Mm-hmm. And there are people who summon them using basically sacrificing their brain power to bring them through. But they really highlight that you are just walking through these things all the time, like the Aura Beasts from PsyOps.
And you can do them different ways. So you can summon it's like a special, like it's, you know, like a three for a dollar. Like you can get three donut holes or one donut. Like you can summon regular Lesser Desh. And Lesser Desh only live for a couple of days and they're kind of pathetic. Like you can use them as soldiers, they attack and stuff. And every three of them you summon, you lose a point of intelligence.
Right.
You know, so you get a little dumber. Or you can summon a Greater Desh, which your skull burst open, leaving a star-shaped hole in the crown of your skull.
I love it so much.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Like,
and the Greater Desh don't fuck around, even though they have, every weapon is a Vorpal sword against them.
Yes.
More or less, according to the stats, which I think is crazy. Like, these things are so weak.
Yeah. So, you know? it's basically you have to, you roll your attack, and then you do some math on it, and then you check that against a 100. Is that how Vorpal swords work?
Vorpal swords don't have a 100% chance to kill. It's like... on a critical, I think they kill.
Okay.
So probably effectively, yes. Like this is 10 times whatever your damage is.
Or five times. You know, you're
5 times whatever your damage is, which is probably pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have armor. Right. So, and they don't have a lot of times, Call of Cthulhu monsters, like reduce your damage to minimum.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that. So, you know, you're doing like 1d6 damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're getting between 5% and 30% chances to instantly kill one of these things when you attack it.
So they basically have the staying power of a balloon.
Yep. Or the other ones, they have the staying power of a helium balloon. And if you just wait, they just kind of sink to the floor and die. Like it says that they unravel.
Nice. I like that. So quite a bit.
That's a great detail. A really good verb. But like, who's giving up their brain for these shits? Like, I want to teach these guys contact, you know, Bayaki or something like that. And you can get a better class of servant.
Yeah. You can do better. You know, although I do like that they give, you know, so generally they are kind of summarized as being mostly tadpole like, but there can be a lot of variation. So like it is up to the DM to actually like determine what they look like. So there's a good amount of latitude in that.
Yeah. So you can just make them look like, you know, a person.
Yes.
Like Wizzo from Bozo.
make them look like their dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Like summon your... You know, you get a star-shaped hole, and then your dad shows up, and it's Contact 2.
Give him a guitar. It'll be John Desh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.